Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Megan.
And on this week's episode of Like This Pod Gets Dramatic,
we react to your favorite shows. Okay, friends, you guys gave us a lot of homework.
a lot.
How many shows did it end up being? 19?
So 25 were suggested to us. However, we had already listened to or like seen several of them. But 25 is where we started. You guys had a lot to say.
You did.
Which was exciting.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm just gonna look you guys. Nope, that's not what I wanted to say. Just gonna let you guys know that, full disclosure, that's what I was looking for, that I did not listen to every single song and every single show because there just wasn't time.
No.
But some of them I did listen to the whole thing because I was really enjoying them. So
yeah.
So we reached out to you guys on Facebook and asked you to give us some shows, and we'll just go through the list that you put together.
Okay. That works.
Alrighty. And if I can remember, or Jacqueline can remember, we'll maybe say who suggested the show.
I have it pulled up.
Look at her. She's so good.
I'm prepared for once in my life.
See it.
Assassins, the 2022 version. Yes. The first one that was suggested to us from Adam.
Yes.
Which I had already regularly listened to Assassins. And when this came out, I listened to it, so I didn't listen to it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I still love it.
Me too. I had just listened to it a couple of weeks ago, but...
Yeah.
Which I think is when it came out. Because it's only like a month or so old, I think.
Yeah. Whenever it came out, yeah. I was all about it. So...
Same.
Adam actually posted about it.
Yeah. It's a great cast. It's Adam Chandler Bure as John Hinckley Jr. I love him. Stephen Pascal's in it. I was trying to see if I could pull up a cast list real fast. Real good. You guys know we already like Assassins. I feel like we talk about Assassins all the time.
Yeah. Mostly just like lately we have.
Yeah. Maybe we just talk about it in our actual lives, not in... Oh, yeah. Brandon Urowitz is in it.
In podcast land.
Yeah. Will Swinson. Is he the balladeer? No, Stephen Pasquale's the balladeer. Mm-hmm. So we listened to that one. It was good.
Yes.
And then we listened to Back to the Future, which was also requested by Adam. And you guys, I went into this, like, this is going to be so stupid because I'm not a big fan of, like, movies that they turn into musicals. Sometimes they really work for me and sometimes they don't. I loved this one. Yeah. I thought it was super fun. Yeah. I listened to the whole thing. It's Lorraine, right? The mom?
I think so.
I think it's Lorraine. You guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I have not seen the movie Back to the Future since I was a really, really small child. So... Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Lorraine. It's totally Lorraine. She's like a dream role of mine now. That girl's voice is amazing. Yeah. The song Pretty Baby, I am absolutely obsessed with. So, good That's choice, fair. Adam.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I was listening to it at the original bakery that I worked at, guys.
She moved bakeries.
I did. And Johnny B. Goode came on, and all I could think about was Pep Band because we played it in Pep Band. And I'm like, I have this song memorized in like three different instruments, but it's fine.
Is that why you were talking about that at trivia that one day about songs that you...
Yes. Yes.
I like it.
It's just all these songs that I just have memorized.
Perfect.
Because of Pep Band. But no, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it's I think super it'd be fun. Really it's fun. Super high energy.
To see. Yeah. Plus, my most favorite thing is Roger Bart, and that he also sang for Hercules. So,
yeah. And like,
it's fine.
So many things. Like, he's Snoopy.
So many things.
And he is, they all went out of my brain now. He's Young Frankenstein. Like, Roger Bart is.
It's okay. Yeah.
All the things.
Those are the only important ones.
Snoopy's the one I always go to. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
I mean, so. Obviously Hercules, so.
Yeah, in Hercules.
It's fine.
I forget that he's Hercules because Michael Bolton is Go the Distance in my brain. So. Because he sings the pop version.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
So. Back to the Future.
The next
10
one.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yes, totally. The Marty McFly guy, super fun voice. Mm-hmm. It's super, like I keep saying, it's super high energy. There's like only like one song where you get the Biff guy. I was really thinking he was gonna show up more, and he didn't. He only shows up in the one song.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but I am like obsessed with the song Earth Angel.
Okay.
And they do a rendition of it in this show. I'm really good at talking already. and it's really, really pretty. I really liked it. So,
yeah,
it was good. This was one of my favorite ones to come out of this list. And I was very surprised by it because I did not think I was going to like it. I was like, okay, what are we going to do with a Back to the Future musical? But I like
awesome stuff.
Apparently.
That's the answer. All right. So the next one, my grandma suggested, and it was Camelot, mm-hmm. which like I knew that existed. But I never, like, consciously listened to it.
Mm-mm.
And it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were good. It was nice to hear people sing that, like, I knew, but, like, from way back, you know? And I feel like if I hadn't just listened to Back to the Future, I probably would have liked it a little bit more.
Yeah, same.
But I think it's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Julie Andrews is there. So, I mean, obviously it's great.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was going to say, too. I mean, it's Julie Andrews. She sounds like such a baby in it.
She does.
And the music is fine. This is not one I listen to, like, a lot of.
No, me neither.
But I listened to probably the first 5 songs of it, and it's funny. Like, I was surprised that it was funny. It's kind of dirty for an old show,
a little bit, yeah.
So that surprised me, but it was fine. It was one that I think I'd probably like. I would not skip this. Well, maybe depending on the mood I was in, I would skip the songs that if they came on like a Broadway playlist, but. It's one that I would put on and, like, have in the background. There's a couple of these that I was like, this isn't my, like, favorite. Like, I'm not going to be, like, dying to listen to it again. But it's one that I'd maybe put on in the background if I was, like, cleaning or working or something.
Yeah. And if we didn't have Camelot, we wouldn't have Mary Poppins. So.
I didn't know that. Is that how she was discovered?
Yeah. Walt saw her in this, and he was like, hey.
Hey. That's cool.
Movie. Yeah. So.
Well. That makes it important. So, yeah.
The next one.
This one.
We'll let Megan talk about it.
Oh, my God, you guys. Okay, this is another one of those movie musicals, remember? So, Jeremy had just talked about Finding Neverland on something else, like either in our group chat or something.
Yeah.
But he was like, you guys need to listen to Finding Neverland. I was like, I love the movie. Haven't seen the show or listened to the show. He's like, oh, you got to, it's so good. And I'm kind of like going through a thing with Matthew Morrison right now. So I was like, I don't know if I want to listen to it, but then he suggested it. So since they just asked us to join the network, I was like, well, maybe I should just not ignore him. So I listened to it and it's amazing. It's so magical.
It's so good. It really is.
And I really want to be Sylvia. I love both her like big money number and then the duet she does with Matthew Morrison is freaking incredible.
Yeah. I love it so much. I had been like listening to it and I was like, I haven't gotten there yet. I was like, well, just wait. Just wait a second.
Yeah. I was like skipping around at first, trying to figure out like what I wanted to listen to. Then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go from the top to the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. And Kelsey Grammer makes me laugh always.
Yes. He's so funny.
Always. He's great. I would like to do this.
Yes. Me too. So you, what you mean to me is the duet.
Oh, yeah. All that matters her song. Is the other one.
Yes. That's it. But I also really, really liked the song where they do the play.
Yes. Play is fun.
So I don't know. Like the oh, it's just called Play.
It's just
really liked play. That yeah. one too.
Uh-huh.
So all of it is good. It's amazing. I'm like, mm-hmm. what else did this composer do? And they haven't done anything else.
Rude.
I know. Because that's my favorite thing to do right now is to be like, well, I like this show. What else did these people do?
Yeah.
They didn't do anything. So like, what are you guys going to do next? I would like to
know.
Also, there is a totally legal version to watch on YouTube that I need to watch.
It's a slime tutorial, guys.
Yeah, it's a slime tutorial. Exactly. and so I would like to watch it because I'm like very intrigued to see how they do some of the things on stage. And also I'm like a very, I don't know if I've ever said it. Did I say this when I talked about Peter and the Starcatcher? That I'm like a Peter Pan, like Stan. Like people don't, like I talk about how much I love Cinderella, but I'm like actually also like low-key obsessed with Peter Pan.
You didn't talk about it with Peter and the Starcatcher, but you have talked about it before, I think.
Yeah.
But it was a while ago, so continue.
Yeah. So like when Finding Neverland came out, I saw it in the theaters. And I was like obsessed with it because A, it was Johnny Depp, but B, it was like the story of Peter, of how he wrote Peter Pan. And then obviously like Peter and the Starcatcher, Peter Pan, like Hook, all those things. Love it. Like just have always been a huge Peter Pan girl. Oh, especially the Jeremy Sumter version from 2004. Love that one. But this musical, just like if you are a Peter Pan fan, it just like I don't like it's beautiful anyways, but I feel like for people that are Peter Pan fans, it just like warms you in a totally like different way.
Yep, 100% agree. And it gave me, I didn't watch the whole slime tutorial, but I did watch some of it, and it gave me so many ideas for like how to make people fly and stuff, because they did it. It's really cool and I kind of like it. So
I will say that Adam and I were talking about how we would ever make somebody fly at tip because there's no pipe system, so we can't build a fly. So we've been trying to figure out how we would make somebody fly at tip. So
there's a couple different ways. It's fine. We'll figure it out.
I just think we should put a zip line on the tech booth.
Perfect. I'm in.
Super safe. It's fine.
I'll ask my dad because he has the greatest ideas and I ask him about them after the fact.
Well, and he's like literally like went to school for tech theater, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Jessica Bosk was in this?
Don't worry.
Sorry, I have the
That's fun.
Finding Neverland page pulled up. She was in the original Broadway cast.
All right.
Is that what the album is, or is the album the West End version?
The album says original Broadway cast.
Okay. That makes sense, because that's the only one that Matthew Morrison is in. So. Did not realize Jessica Bosk was in this. I love her. She's one of my favorite Elphabas.
Same.
She's awesome. And I follow her on TikTok, because she's amazing. Alrighty. So, from one of our favorites to
probably almost my least favorite.
Yes. So, I'm sorry, Logan. We love you so much. We listen to Women on the Verge.
I tried.
It's weird, Logan. And I like weird stuff. Like, my husband will tell you I like really weird stuff.
Yeah. I will tell you guys. She likes really weird stuff.
What did I make you watch? Like, this is really weird. We did it for the podcast. I can't remember what it was, though. You were like, it was really weird. I don't remember.
It was camp.
camp is really weird, but here's the thing. You're a theater person. It shouldn't be that weird for you.
No. Yeah. Anyway. Woman on the Verge. Not great. They all had weird Spanish accents, and I didn't like it. And I didn't. Yeah. I kept, like, trying to listen to the songs, and I would, like, stop halfway through. I'm like, I can't. I don't get it.
I did some Googling about that. I was like, why? So it's based on, like, a, like, not Spanish movie, but a, like, Hispanic movie where the people, like, talk like that. But nobody in the show is of Latinx descent. And I'm like, why?
Why did we do that then, friends?
I don't understand. And I'm sure it's for camp's sake, but I'm just like, I don't know. So, Logan, explain it to me. Explain to us why you like it.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll like it. Maybe we're just, like, missing something.
Right.
So.
But Patti LuPone singing in a Spanish accent is weird. Sharon A. Scott singing a Spanish accent. Weird. Like,
but
I don't
know. Incredible cast. Like you said, Patti LuPone.
Yeah.
Sharon A. Scott. Laura Benanti. Like.
All these people that we like.
Love. But.
But. Not in this.
And I had heard Model Behavior before.
Yeah.
Just because people talk about it, like, because everybody loves Laura Benanti. And that's, like, one of the songs that she's known for. And I remember thinking when I heard it, this is really weird. I think it was after Wedding Singer, because Laura Benanti is Julia in Wedding Singer. So that's what started my love affair with Laura Benanti.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, not my favorite.
Nope. So next is Ordinary Days.
Yes.
Just going to move right along.
Yeah.
I don't know who suggested this.
Grace.
Hold on, I'll look it up. Is it Grace?
Mm-hmm.
It is. I like Ordinary Days. I had a song come up on a playlist when I was mowing my yard one time that's from this. I didn't realize it until I was like, man, I really like this song. Let me look at it. And so I just like liked it and then just kept going on with my life. And then I listened to the show. I'm like, wow, I really do like this show. I like this. I think it would be fun to do. It's two couples that, like, and you go through kind of, like, them meeting and their relationships and stuff. And it's got some fun songs.
I liked it. I did not love it. It's one of those, like, there was, like, a whole bunch of shows that were kind of, like, these, like, small cast shows all at about the same time. And they all are pretty similar to me. And they're kind of, like, I don't know what to call them. They're just kind of, like, low-key, which is fine. I love low-key stuff. Hello, Last 5 Years is one of my favorite shows. It's literally done with two people. But this one, I couldn't get into. It's not that it wasn't good. It was great. Like, the songs are good. It just didn't stand out to me. It is not one that I would probably go back to. I might, like, wait and, like, give it a couple years and then go back to it. And maybe, like, it'll hit differently. Like, sometimes shows do that for me. But I just, I don't know. It just didn't do it for me. I just thought it was kind of boring. Except for the song from TikTok.
Oh, it started with the wine.
The wine.
The wine. Yeah, that one's fun. Yeah.
That one is fun.
I like I'll Be Here. I will always like I'll Be Here. It makes me sad, but in a good way.
That's fair.
So, did you finally listen to it?
I did not. Because you said it was going to make me sad, and I didn't make it all the way through. So, I will listen to it, but when I'm ready to be sad.
That's okay. I don't know if it'll make you as sad as it made me.
Well, I just looked to see where it was in the show, and I saw something. I'm going to spoil things, guys, because I'm on the Wikipedia page. It said something about 9/11, so it will probably make me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's not, like, super poignant about 9/11, but it's definitely, like, oh, that's when that happened. Got it.
So. Well, I figured that somebody died. That was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm glad that you liked it.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. It's always fun to find, like, stuff that you like. Like, even if we don't both like it. That's fine. Yeah. And like I said, I didn't dislike it. It just wasn't for me at this point. At this week when I was listening to these musicals.
That's fair.
Yes. That's fair. So next we listened to Tommy, which came from Preston. Mm-hmm. And I had heard parts of Tommy before. And I've obviously like listened to the Who album of Tommy.
Yeah.
And it's fine. I think it's one that like there's a couple of these that I'm like, when they're songs by like a specific artist, I feel like I really want to see how they're going to do it on stage, because to me, yeah, the songs don't really work as a storyline without the interstitial stuff.
Yeah. I had to like go back and look at like the storyline for Tommy, because like I knew what it was and that kind of thing. I just never listened to it outside of the actual The Who album. Mm-hmm. And they've changed the story.
Oh.
Like a couple times. Like when they've done it, I think.
That's interesting.
If I'm remembering correctly. Like, not completely, but it's like it's different it's set in a different time, and then like the end is different and like that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. So it's definitely one that I think I would enjoy seeing it, but just listening to it, I'll just listen to the album.
That's how I feel too. That's typically how I feel about these like artist specific shows, especially when they're jukebox musicals, mm-hmm. with the exception of like Mamma Mia, but also like I saw Mamma Mia on stage before I listened to the music, so it's like,
yeah,
I had the story in my head,
right?
So reserving judgment for when I actually see it, but I thought it was fine. It just wasn't,
yeah, yeah,
just didn't like lay me over.
So next is also from Preston. Of course. Love Never Dies. Surprise, surprise. Yes. Which I did listen to some of those when it came out.
Did you?
Yeah, I listened to some of them because I was, you know, Phantom, mm-hmm. all that stuff. So I was like, okay. I like it.
Did you listen to the original or did you listen to the second one? Did you?
I don't
was
know.
The Sideshow Girl in the beginning? Okay, well, because they cut, like, the first four songs out of the original, which is the one that I listened to, and I like them, and I wish that they hadn't cut them.
Gotcha.
So there's, like, the, like, prologue in the, like, original, yeah, version is, like, the Sideshow Girl and Madame Giry having this whole, like, disagreement,
yes,
which is so, yes, weird, yes, yes, but I liked it so much. Like, I liked how weird it was. This show is weird.
It's weird. It's very
weird. It's very weird. I do like that it is not an apologist about Raoul, because I hate Raoul.
Yeah. Raoul is the worst.
Yes.
I did listen to the original, nice, one.
Good.
The first one.
Good. So. Good. So what did you, yeah, think?
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's not like, wow, oh my gosh. There's some cool parts in it, though. Like, I'll listen to it again.
Yeah. I really liked it. I liked how weird it was. I liked the, I really liked the people's voices in it. They were very, like, kind of jarring, but in a way that, like, really, yeah, worked, I felt like. Like, it kind of, like, was, yeah, like, off-putting, but in, like, a way that I liked. Like, that's kind of what I like about Natasha and Pierre, is that it's, like, odd and, like, off-putting, and I liked it. I had heard Beauty Underneath before. Can't remember if Preston, mm-hmm, played it for me or if it came up on, like, some kind of a Broadway playlist. But I liked it. I would be intrigued to watch the show. It's, yeah, a weird, like, sequel to Phantom of the Opera. Like, the Coney Island, mm-hmm, and sideshowness of it all is bizarre.
Yeah, but I'm interested.
But I'm interested. Yeah.
Like, I want to see all of it. I want to see it play out.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, I liked it. It was definitely one that I would listen to again. So, the next one was from our friend Jen, and she is obsessed with this musical, which is Lizzie, which is about Lizzie, mm-hmm, Borden.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to let everybody know that this was my least favorite one on the list.
Yeah.
It just, it, yeah, did not work for me at all. I could see, like, why people like it. It's very...
And I can see...
No, sorry. Go ahead.
I can see what they were trying to do,
yeah,
but didn't work.
Sure.
For me.
It was... I like, have you listened to, what is that called? 35 Millimeter?
Yes.
It's like a song cycle where like none of the songs go together, but it's, mm-hmm, got this kind of like, it's definitely like has that like hard rock edge that like this has.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that works for me. And maybe it's because the songs don't all go together. They're literally just, like, songs mm-hmm. written based on some photographs somebody had found. And this is, like, yeah. a true story. And, like, what they were trying to do worked. Because, like, I only made it, like, 4 or 5 songs in. And, like, the song about the dad, it gave me the mm-hmm. it gave me the heebie-jeebies. And I'm pretty sure, like, that was the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was just like, I don't know. This is not. This was not for me.
Maybe if I watched it, I would like it. But I didn't enjoy just listening to it.
Yeah. And I like Lizzie Borden. I think that story's interesting.
Yeah. I do too. And I like this kind of music. It just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Jen.
Sorry, Jen.
Are not.
Yeah, it's just
obsessed with it like you are.
Yeah, and I was like excited about it because I had heard good things about it, and I love rock operas, but this one just mm-hmm. it's like emo meets metal, kind of. It's
yeah.
It's very interesting. It was an interesting experiment. It just didn't work for me, but I could see how it works for other people.
Yes.
Okay. So the next one, I think your grandma. Was it your grandma that recommended that?
No, it was Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Okay, so Kevin, I could not find the 1976 one is the movie. So I listened to the Broadway version, which came out in 1990. And I only listened to the first track because then I was like talking to Jacqueline and I was trying to figure out if we were going to listen to the movie or to listen to the Broadway. And then we got confused. So I did listen to the opening number, and it's really pretty. It's really, really pretty. And it's interesting, and it made me want to listen to more, but that's as far as I got. So I will maybe listen again, and I will report back, but I did really yeah. really like the first song.
The next one I very much enjoyed. Kevin also recommended it to us, and it's The Lightning Thief, which I don't understand why I haven't ever listened to it before. Now, like, I knew
I'm
that it was a
so
thing
mad.
And I'm like, why did I not just listen to this? Like, I knew when it was coming. I knew when it had come. Like, everything about this I knew. And I was just like, meh, don't need to listen to it. I think I was, like, scared.
Same.
I think I was like, if I hate it, then that's going to ruin everything for me.
Same.
So I gave it a try because everyone is now obsessed with it. And I love it.
Oh, my God. I love it so much. It's my favorite one. Back to the Future is
really?
My second favorite. Lightning Thief was my favorite one on the list.
Not Finding Neverland.
They're different.
Okay.
They're different.
So I'm like,
they're different.
Man.
They inhibit different parts of my brain and my heart. But of like the like.
Are you going to have 3 favorites like I do?
Well, of the like high energy, like rocky thing. Because like Finding Neverland is like a sumptuous, like Les Mis-esque
yeah.
musical. Whereas like Lightning Thief is like a. Like a Hedwig and the Angry Inch, like something like kind of like.
It's okay. You don't have to pick a favorite. I never pick a favorite.
Okay. This was very, very high for me. I thought it was killer. Literally after the first number, I texted my brother
yeah.
and I sent him a link to it. And I was like, you need to listen to this. This is freaking incredible.
Yeah. It's magical. I would like to do it, except I want to be Grover.
I think you should be Grover. I was thinking that the whole time. I was like,
I think I would be so funny as Grover.
You would. I want to be Selena Beauregard.
Yeah. That's what Elena was.
I saw that. Because I think she plays Chiron. It's not Chiron because Chiron is the thing. The hell person. The DOA person. I want to sing that song. I'm pretty sure Selena Beauregard it doubles with that character.
Yeah. That is a very awesome song.
Oh my gosh. All of it though.
Yeah.
All of it is so good. It's so funny and so
fun. It really is.
And such high energy.
Oh my gosh. I have to remember the name of the song. It's probably something really stupid and I'm overthinking it. Hold on. Where did you go? Okay. You're welcome, guys.
I loved it. You never sing on the podcast.
The Tree on the Hill. See, I told you it was stupid.
Yes.
Because when Grover's talking about, like, Talia and everything, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that made me happy. Mm-hmm. So.
Notice how she said Talia? And also, they say Talia in the musical.
In the show. Yeah, yeah. It's Talia, not Thalia.
Stupid narrator.
I'm gonna just keep coming back to how stupid he is.
It's fine. I really also liked the campfire song where they're all just like shitting on their parents. And Grover's talking about first song.
I love the very first song. It's like, oh, mommy can't protect me, daddy something. Daddy hates me and mom. And I'm like,
what? So there is a musical, as I was listening to that, so that I was like, and I kept hearing, daddy wasn't around. What is that from?
Oh my gosh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Please hold, everyone. It's going to take a while. I'm going to have to, like...
Is it Dead Mom?
Yeah. Yes!
Yep. It's Sophia and Caruso's voice that I was hearing in my head.
Sophia and Caruso. Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. It reminds me of Dead Mom.
It's because Daddy didn't lose a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy didn't lose a mom. There you go, friends.
You're perfect.
Again. So, the next one is Holiday Inn,
mm-hmm.
but the 2017 version.
Mm-hmm.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. It made my heart very happy. One, Corbin Blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always. Always make me happy. Two, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to have some Christmas in August, and it was magical. Plus all of the dancing and all of the things, just because you can hear the dancing mm-hmm. in it, like it made my heart happy. So I'm glad to have listened to that one for sure.
I liked it. This is another one that I was like, I would like to just have it playing in the background because it's all songs I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but like different renditions of them. It was really mm-hmm. good songs though. It was like Blue Skies and just songs I wasn't expecting. I also love Corbin Blue, so I was like, yes. I don't typically like, this is another one that I don't typically gravitate to, like these musicals that are like, we've got like three of them in a row where they're like, they just take a mm-hmm. composer and like pull random songs from them. But I still thought that the soundtrack was really enjoyable and I would definitely listen to it again.
Yeah. Agree.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I would like to do a dance to You're Easy to Dance With.
Cute.
So if anyone would like to be my partner, let me know. Okay, thanks. And that was also Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart also had Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Yes.
And I'm also going to just put Crazy For You on there because they're...
I was going to say the same thing because like, they're the same... Musical.
Yeah.
They're not the same musical. They're different stories, but they're the same composer. Mm-hmm. They are Gershwin?
Yes.
Yes. So they're Gershwin songs
mm-hmm.
hodgepodge together into a show.
Yes.
I have actually seen both of these, so I wasn't listening to either of them for the first time. Mm-hmm.
But I had heard I'd heard the songs before, but just in not these like exact versions.
Gotcha.
I think. Someone watching over me.
Is in both of them, right?
College. It's in both of them.
Yeah.
And I love that song. Like, I don't know. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
So.
I love Someone Watching
Also
watch
lots
over
of
me.
Dancing. Sorry.
Oh, you're okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Lots and lots of dancing. Especially in Crazy For You. Actually, in both of them. They're both pretty tap heavy shows.
I'd like to do them someday.
Good stuff. Yeah, I could totally see
you. In case anyone was wondering.
Playing the... When I saw it, Anna played the girl that dresses like a boy. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what her name is. But I could totally see you doing that. It was Anna and Andrew.
That's cute.
Yeah, they were really good. They were really cute. It's a fun show.
I like it.
I think Kevin was in both of those shows.
I think he was, too.
Yeah.
So thanks, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry. You ready to move on?
Yes.
Did you listen to this?
Limpika?
Yes.
Yes.
Obsessed. Did you love it?
Yes.
Did you look at the story?
Yes. I'm like all about it. I need more. I need everything right now.
Oh my God. Okay. So
please,
Caitlin,
thank you.
Caitlin suggested this one, and it is like, I had like kind of looked into it. I was like, okay, it's about a painter or whatever. This is, I'm not going to like this. I listened to the first song. It's so weird. It's so wonderful. It's so incredible. And so then I did more research, and it is about this painter who is in a happy relationship with her husband and her daughter. And something happens. It's like some kind of world event happens, some kind of war or something. And they have to leave where they're from and like go into hiding. And she meets this French prostitute, and she cannot decide whether she wants to stay with her family, whom she loves, or go off with this woman that has like awakened something in her. And there is this song called Woman Is that is,
I need it,
so good. And don't get me wrong, the last one is very good too. There's only three songs out right now. I'm like, I need more.
Mm-hmm. So it's, they're fleeing the Russian Revolution going to Paris. Please and thank you.
It's incredible. Caitlin, thank you so much. This is one I don't know that I would have found on my own. The other ones that I was like, oh, I really like these, I wasn't expecting to like them. I at least knew that they were a thing. This one, no idea.
No idea. I'm obsessed with it. I was like, I listened to all three of them twice.
It's so like, good.
I need to do this
I'm
again.
I'm so glad you like them as much as I did. Because I was like, she's either going to really like them or not like them at all. Or she's going to skip them and I'm going to tell her what it's about and she's going to have to go listen to them.
Yeah, no. I was listening to the first song and I was like, this is interesting. I need to know. And like in the middle of listening to it, I went and looked everything up. Mm-hmm. And then Woman Is, I was like, yep, this is it. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I have died.
This
deceased.
Was made for me. I was like, this is this is so, so good.
Also, several people have started or like were in parts of it at one point. I was looking up Shoshana Bean was.
And now it's Eden, right?
The lead. Now, yeah. And at one point, Cynthia Erivo was also the lead.
Wow. What a freaking incredible. Yeah.
And at the same time as Cynthia Erivo, her husband was Stephen Pascal.
Oh, perfect.
Pascal. So, you know, perfect. All of these important things. Would like more of, please.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I loved it. I freaking loved it. I can't wait. I can't wait for more. I'm just like, I need it. Absolutely. I need it right now.
Yeah.
So, okay. What's next?
Next is Head Over Heels.
Ah, yes. This is another one. Grace, I do think you have good taste in shows. Because you recommended some other ones that are down on the list that are two of my very favorite shows ever. But this is another one that I was like, this is fun, but I need to watch it. Because I know the Go-Go songs already.
Yeah.
So what did you think?
I thought it was fun, but I would like to watch it. I would like to know what it is. But, like, because it's set where it's set, like, looking it up, it's, like, it's, because it's the plot of the Countess of Pembroke's Arcadia, which is, like, an old thing, 16th century, yada yada. I'm interested to see how they do all of these things.
Well, did you read into the fact that it's, like, playing into, like, gender and non-binariness and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Which I had known, because I had heard that it was done with drag queens.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I liked it, but, yeah, I want to see it to know where the songs all kind of fit and go and all that kind of stuff.
Same. But I did look it up, and the costumes look amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Would like to see. Would like to see slime tutorial, Grace. Find me one.
Also, I know that our lips are sealed as Go-Go's.
But you just think of Hilary Duff. Like,
yeah. All I can ever think of is Hillary and Haley Duff singing it, so I'm sorry, but not really.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry about what I said. I'm just trying to have some fun.
Okie dokie. Next, we have Sideshow. I liked this little dark little show.
Yeah. I found out about this show because of TikTok a little bit ago. Because
I could never leave you. Is that?
No. One of the girls, the girl that I follow that does the voice lessons.
The Emily girl that has the blonde curly hair.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. So she was in it. And she was, like, posting about it and everything. And so I was like, I want to see what this show's about. So I listened to it.
I think she was the Alice Ripley character.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had heard I Will Never Leave You. But I hadn't heard any of the rest of the show.
Also love I Will Never Leave
You. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I feel like you and I should be
Was going to say that. I was like, I feel like somebody needs to do it. And Jacqueline and I can be the... Because it's about conjoined twins. Yeah. And one of them wants to be famous and the other one doesn't, is what I'm, or
yeah, and one
doesn't
of them
want
like,
to anymore.
Has, yeah. And one of them has like, there's a man mm-hmm. as always mm-hmm. and everything. So, but yeah, I think someone should do Sideshow and cast Megan and I
agree.
As Daisy and Violet.
I agree. I don't even care which one I am.
Yeah.
Because I Will Never Leave You as incredible both parts.
Yeah. Yep. And we would be hilarious. So, and we're already attached to them. So,
what's a little fabric?
Yeah, it'll be fine. When the girl on TikTok did it, they were just like dressed exactly the same, and they didn't have them together in anything, but they held hands the whole time. Like, not like just like hold hands, but they kind of like wrapped their arms and they were like, they held hands and were just like attached there the whole time.
I think that's how they did it in the Alice Ripley version too.
Yeah. Instead of having like the costume like that, because that's difficult, you know.
Also, so the original is Alice Ripley and Emily Skinner, in case anybody was curious. And they are incredible. No, they might be sewn together. But they still have their hands linked, but they might be sewn together. I can't tell.
Yeah. It kind of just depends. Yeah.
But they do have the hands a couple versions. Going on. Yeah. So. I had seen her sing I Will Never Leave You because I watched her reel that she posted.
Yeah. She posted a video of them singing it for their last show.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, she's, like, crying. I'm sure. It's so fun.
I'm sure. Well, and it's such an underrated little show. Like, it's super fun. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really, really pretty music.
So next is I Could Use a Drink, which Katie Heppe had us listen to. And I had already listened to a lot of it before.
Oh, had you?
Mm-hmm. Because for a while, I was on a weird weird kick when I was doing homework when I was in school. Mm-hmm. And I would play, like, radio based off of people.
Okay.
And one of them was... At one point, I had, like, a Jeremy Jordan, Ben Platt type of situation going on. And this was on that playlist. Like, all of these. Gotcha. So, I had heard most of them before. Gotcha. I like them.
Yeah, I love the cast. I'm a huge Casey Shaik fan. I've been into her for, like, since she was in Hair. So I was super excited to see her. I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
It's another one of those kind of...
background-y.
Yeah. Well, kind of like, they go together, but they don't, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked it. I really liked it.
I liked it. I like listening to it when I was doing I would get distracted doing my homework, so I had to stop. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Me too.
So I think the rest of them
We had seen
already.
Yeah.
So the last ones, I think a lot of them were suggested by my grandma. One was Caitlin, one was Carissa again.
The last two were Grace.
The last two were Grace, yeah. So. But Dr. Horrible Sing Along Vlog.
We're obsessed with.
It's a thing.
But good choice.
yeah. Oliver.
We've been in.
We were both
I was in it twice.
Not together. But yeah, I was in it once, but the, you know, you've heard the story, mm-hmm. you guys. My whole family was there. Megan and my mom played the mm-hmm. same part. 9 to 5, obviously.
Dolly. And Megan Hilty.
Important. And Megan Hilty, yeah. And Allison Janney?
She's in the movie. Is she in the Broadway? Maybe she's in the Broadway, not the movie.
Yep, she's in the Broadway.
Just kidding. And Shoshana Bean?
And Stephanie J. Block.
I get those two mixed up all the time.
Yeah.
But.
So, yes. 9 to 5, we love. Yes.
Here for it.
Is great. Working, I was
Declan
in.
Was in it. I listened to it when Lincoln did it because I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, it was fine. Mm-hmm. It's a good show. Musically. I don't love all the parts of it, but.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, it is. And the songs where everyone's together are really, really good.
And it's Stephen Schwartz.
I like them a lot. Yeah. And then Dogfight and Bright Star, which Grace suggested. And I love both of them. Lots and lots and lots.
Dogfight is Pasek and Paul. It's Lindsay Mendez and Derek Kalena and freaking Annalee Ashford. It's amazing. If you haven't, I think we talked about it in our musicals episode, but if you haven't listened to it, it's about a guy, like guys that are getting ready to leave, and like the whole like thing that they're going to do is you're supposed to bring the ugliest girl you can find to this like go away dance. Party. And then they like, Derek Kalena and Lindsay Mendez like end up like falling for each other, and it's so pretty.
It is.
And then the last one's Bright Star. And if you haven't listened to Bright Star, you just should. Because first of all, Steve Martin wrote it.
Yeah.
So.
If you haven't listened to Bright Star, you're wrong. Yeah.
It's amazing. I really, really, really want to be. I can't remember what that actual character's name is. The girl that sings Ashford. Ashville. Ashford.
When you get to Asheville.
Oh yeah, so that was all of them, you guys. That was a pretty fantastic list.
Thanks for participating.
That was so awesome. Warmed our hearts. It was a little overwhelming.
It was so, but it was nice to learn about some new things. To be, you know, made to listen to things that I had wanted to, but was scared to find out that I don't like some things.
And it happens.
Yeah. We're not going to like everything. Yeah. You guys know that. Right. But it was a good time.
It was. I had a really good time. I was stressed. Yeah. But I was like, you know what, Megan? You don't have to listen to the whole musical of all 25 of these. So.
Yeah.
When I decided just that I could quit, then I was like, okay.
Yeah. I was panicked because I was like, there's no way I can listen to all of these. But it was fine. You know, if I didn't like it, done. Exactly. The end.
Even if I did, I was like, do I have time to listen? Do I like it enough that I'm going to listen to all of it? Lightning Thief? You betcha.
Yeah. Back to the Future? Absolutely. Yeah.
Finding Neverland? Yep. Lemke? Yes. Twice.
Yeah. In all fairness, that one only had 3 songs, so. Yeah.
Even twice. It wasn't as long as half of them.
Yeah.
Well, all of them.
All of them.
So we had fun, and please, tell us what else you guys want to tell us to do.
Yeah, keep talking to us. I don't know why I couldn't get that out, but keep giving us stuff to do and listen to. We'll do it eventually.
Yeah.
You know, this one was quick, but we like to know what you guys like that we haven't heard of or haven't experienced. So thanks, friends.
Yeah. Hey, Jacqueline, what do you like this week?
This week, I like the fact that because we didn't have lemon juice at the new bakery this morning, I got to make new muffins, and they were peach cobbler muffins.
Were they good?
Yes, I'm eating one right
now. Oh, I'm so jealous. That sounds delicious.
They have just like chunks of peaches in them, and there's the cinnamon streusel pecan topping, and I think we're gonna add a glaze to it, but we didn't know what we were gonna do. But I took one anyway because I love peaches. And I may have eaten some peaches. I cut them and we didn't need them, and I couldn't let them go to waste. So I ate them. They were delicious.
Hey, Megan, what do you like this week?
Apparently, we're very food-minded this week. So I just had lemon Dole Whip, and it was so good.
Nice.
So good. Park and Chill has lemon Dole Whip and strawberry, which I'd never seen before. But I got the lemon.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I like.
I would swirl the lemon and strawberry together. Ooh, like strawberry lemonade.
Yeah. Also, we move into our house next week, so
woo!
That's exciting and a little terrifying, but exciting.
You'll be fine. Yeah. You'll be fine. Alrighty, friends. If you would like keep,
because I didn't change the end of this one either.
Also, I just can't speak. Anyway, if you would like to keep talking with us about these shows that we discussed or new shows that you maybe didn't get a chance to tell us, or if you want to keep talking about anything that you want, you can find us at likethispod.com, where you can also buy our merchandise. Like This Pod on Instagram, Like This_Pod on Twitter, /Like This Pod on Facebook, and Like This Pod on TikTok. You can find me personally at Princess_Jack on Instagram, or Jack4104 on Twitter, and Jack is JACQ.
And you can find me at Louder Than Words, LOWDER, on Instagram and Twitter.
If you want to support the show, there's a link in the show notes to our Patreon page, or you can rate and review us on your podcast carrier. This helps us out a lot, and we really appreciate it. We will see you guys next week when we talk with some of our castmates. Thanks for listening.
Bye.